Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Life is full of temptations. There's nothing that we can do to prevent that. Temptations come knocking at the door of our lives continually, encouraging us to cut corners and make unwise decisions. Perhaps you'll be tempted today to eat foods that you know are not good for you, to be economical with the truth in conversation with others, or to become angry with an awkward person. Whatever it is, you and I will find ourselves being encouraged to be less than the best. There's nothing we can do to stop temptations, but there are things that we can do to stand up to them. Martin Luther wisely observed, "I cannot keep birds from flying over my head, but I can keep them from building a nest in my hair." There are steps that we can take. For example, if overeating cakes is a problem, then it's helpful not to visit so many cake shops. It's often very easy to find ways of avoiding temptation simply by ensuring that we don't put ourselves in the way of it. The main way of resisting temptation is to seek God's help, and that's why these words are such an important part of the Lord's Prayer. When we come to the Lord, we can be confident that he totally understands the reality and pull of temptation. The writer to the Hebrews wrote that Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. Because we will often cave in when we are tempted, we only experience a part of the temptation. Jesus never gave in to any part of sin, and so he understood the full power and destructiveness of temptation. We can therefore be confident that he stands alongside us in our war with sin and is able to rescue us from the evil one. Let me ask you a question. What are the most powerful temptations that you face, and what do you do to try to overcome them? Now a prayer. Lord God, thank you that you fully understand the power of temptations and are able to help us to overcome them. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available, of course, on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.